I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that we could connect with each other through this multimedia. And I take this time to thank all the dear brothers and sisters, Pastor Sunny, and also especially Uncle Pastor Sunny's father, who had taken time to help us to edit and to do this possible. Thank you, Uncle. Pastor is undergoing treatment, and it's going to be a real challenging and a long battle, tough battle. But he's a man who has seen a lot of toughness in his life, a lot of challenges, and he has mentioned many times that he has come close to death, but God has delivered him. And even in this situation, we believe God will deliver him and God would heal him. And also pray for Sister Shoba, who's standing with him, and she needs our prayers. And we are praying that he will come back hale and healthy, healed completely, not only to lead us, but also to take the healing power of Jesus to many, many people for which he has been praying. And all of us are joining together with him in this time, and we're going to pray together at the end of the service. Commitment to excellence. Last week, we studied about faithfulness, how God honors faithfulness, how God wants us to be faithful in small matters, in secular things, and also in somebody else's matters. And this morning, I wanted to continue my study with commitment to excellence. Colossians 3, 1 to 17, we read about the character of a new person in Christ Jesus. And Paul is very focused, and he says, set your affection on things above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. And then he goes on to say, slay fornication, uncleanness, lust, evil desires. And then he tells, strip yourself of anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language. And then he goes on to say, clothe yourself with tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, and then crown yourself with the peace of Christ and with the word of God. And then he goes on finally to say, now conduct yourself. First, he speaks to us about conducting ourselves at home, the husband-wife relationship. And now he goes on to the marketplace, how we should conduct ourselves in the marketplace. The background is this. Paul was writing to the Colossians, wherein the situation was so different. The people there lived a different life altogether. The man of the house was the head, and he was not just the head, he was also ruthless. He could do what he wanted. Even the government will not question him. So no way the people at the home could go to a court or go to higher authorities to find a redressal of the grievances. In such a scenario, Paul, writing to the home, tells them how a husband should conduct, how a wife should conduct, and how the children should behave. And then he goes on now to the slaves and to the masters. Slaves and to the masters. From here, I was able to draw some principles which has really helped me a lot in my own professional life as a chef and even in my ministry. Going to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. This is what Paul says. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through prayers, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Then he goes on to verse 22 to 24. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes are upon you to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And here you find Paul wants us to do everything as unto the Lord. First one is being faithful to do for the Lord. And second thing that I wanted to share with you is God wants us to be unselfish. Commitment to excellence starts with faithfulness. And commitment to excellence will continue to grow when we are unselfish. Philippians 2 and verse 30 about Epaphroditus, Paul says, because he almost died for the work of Christ, he risked his life to make up for the help you yourself could not give. Unselfishness is taking risk so that others are helped and others are blessed. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. That is Christian life. If you and I want to excel in this world, in our professional life, in the ministry, it is not just looking to ourselves, but also to looking into the interest of others, what others need. Most of the time, we tell our children, we teach our children to be very selfish. You know, we give them chocolates and tell them, this is for you, don't share with others. Many times we do that, and unknowingly we are conveying a selfish attitude to the children. Sometimes we wanted to help our own people, not the rest of the people. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 16, the writer says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. My dear brother, my dear sister, commitment to excellence, unselfishness, coming forward so that others can also prosper, others can also grow, others can also shine in this world. Very few people have such an attitude. If Jesus had such an attitude, he would not have come for us into this world to die for us so that we can also have the life that he has from his Father. There was a farmer who always won a competition and received the best corn award every year. And one day they asked him, what is the secret of you winning every year? And he said the secret. He said, sir, every year I give the best of the corn seeds away to all the other farmers. Then they asked him, how come you wanted to win, but you are giving the best corn seeds to others, sharing with others? Then he said, sir, the secret is this. When I give the best corn to others, the pollens from those corns come and fill my corn. And finally, my corn gets the best and it begins to produce the best. That's how I'm able to win. A good lesson for you and me. When others are happy, when others are prosperous, we can also prosper and be happy in that. My dear brother, my dear sister, during this COVID-19 threat, we found that people have gone to shopping malls, gone to shops and bought all more than what they need. They have stuffed themselves. They forget that unless they share some of the sanitizers with others, they will not be able to be protected. Others also have to be healthy if these dear ones have to be protected. Unselfishness. More than 160 years ago in Philadelphia, an elderly couple walked in. And this elderly couple, William Waldorf Astor and his wife, came into a small hotel. It was raining. It was windy. It was very cold. The clerk who was sitting down there at the reception said, sir, we don't have any room. I'm sorry, our hotel is full. But at the same time, this man, his name was Bol, he was compassionate. He said to this elderly couple, sir, I have my room. I can give my room. And then this elderly couple said, where will you sleep? He said, no problem. I will be here. You are elderly. You need this help. And he gave them his room. And the couple slept there. Next day morning, they came as they were settling the bill. They looked at him and told him, we will be going back to New York. One day, maybe we will build a hotel for you. It was just a small comment this man thought. And this clerk thanked them and the couple left. After 2 years, this young clerk receives a letter with a flight ticket asking him to come to New York. He goes in there to New York. He was all excited because he had never been to New York. And he goes in there, and at the airport, he finds this elderly couple receiving him. And they take him to the parking lot and take him into one of the best of the cars that could be driven in New York. And he was thinking, what is happening to me? And he got into the car. They took him to a very posh hotel and they made him to stay there. They said, you're our guest. He stayed there. And the next day morning, they gave him the papers and they told him, we built this hotel and we want to put the best manager who cares for people, who's unselfish, who cares to make people comfortable and happy. And in the whole world, we have traveled, but we have found you and want you to be the manager of this hotel. Even now in New York, Waldorf Astoria stands as a symbol of excellence and unselfishness. This clerk, who never thought his little act of unselfishness will fetch him such a great reward. My dear brother, my dear sister, sometimes we may not receive the reward in this world, but more than that, we will receive a reward in heaven. When Cain killed Abel, God said, the earth has opened and received his blood and is crying out for vengeance. As I was meditating on this passage, I was thinking, if the blood of somebody is crying out from the earth, the cruelty is remembered by the earth, how much more unselfish acts will be remembered in this earth. My dear brother, my dear sister, commit yourself to excellence. Tell yourself, I'm going to be unselfish. Share with others, care for others, and stand, and you will be the head. The next one is truthfulness and integrity. First, faithfulness. Second, unselfishness. Now, truthfulness and integrity. God wants us to be truthful to ourselves and to all others. We shall be honest and truthful with fairness, giving dignity to every person. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and verse 20, follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live long and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. When there is unjust competition, who will like to lose is the general principle. When everybody is cheating, even I have to cheat to come up in life. But the Bible very clearly tells us, do justice and justice alone. Nothing less than justice, perfect justice, 100% justice. That is the command in the Bible for you and me. If you want to excel, hold on to truthfulness and integrity. Integrity and justice are important because the Bible says, the scripture that we read, you will live long and you will possess. And I remember many years ago, I was working as a chef in the Middle East. And one day we had our small prayer group anniversary. I was all excited for that afternoon. I was working from morning 5 o'clock in my kitchen. I was all excited about this anniversary celebration that we're going to have in the afternoon. And I had to do a lot of work that morning. And I used to cut a lot of meat item, fish item and others, seafood and meat item. And in between, I never used to go and wash my cutting board and my knife and my hand after cutting each item. I would just rinse it with water, come back fast. I want to finish my work fast and I want to go for my meeting. I finished my work. I told my supervisor I finished my work and I went for the meeting. And I went early. I was all alone. I began to pray for the meeting. As I began to pray, the Spirit of God began to convict me. I find some kind of blocking. I couldn't connect with God. The Spirit of God began to convict me and convicted me very clearly. Prem, you're not faithful today. I was shocked. I said, Lord, where did I do? What did I do? Mistake. And the Spirit of God brought before my eyes the whole scene that happened that morning. You never washed your hand, your knife, and your cutting board after cutting each meat item and the seafood item. You were in such a hurry to do it. I want you to be faithful there in the kitchen before coming and doing the meeting here. And I asked God to forgive me. I asked him, Lord, forgive me. Thank you for teaching me. I realized one thing. God wants me to be a man of truthfulness, integrity, and integrity in every area of our life. Nobody is watching. As unto the Lord, God wants me to work. The second one in integrity is keeping our word. We give a word, we don't keep it. The Bible tells us in Psalm 15, who can dwell in the presence of God? Those who promise and keep the promise, even if it hurts them, even if it hurts them, keeping the promise. Integrity will help us to keep up our schedule and our time. I said, integrity will help us to keeping our word. We have to be very careful. I'll come back to the next point, but before that, I just remember an example. Many years ago, I was to sell my car. I gave a word to one person over phone, and I told him, yes, you can come and buy my car. I tell this for God's glory because God taught me some lessons. And we fixed a price. And that person was taking at least 2 to 3 days, he said he will take to come. In between, another man called up and he asked me, I saw your car in OLX. I want to buy your car. What is the price? I said, it's already sold. He said, no, I like your car. It's so nice. I want to buy it. I had made beautiful interiors. The car was looking very nice. And some of my friends knew how my car was. And he told me he wants to buy, the second man. And when I told him I already sold it, he said, how much have you sold it for? I said, I've given a word for such and such a price. And that time he told me, I'll give you at least 20,000 more than what you've sold for. Can you give that car to me? I said, no, I've already given a word. And that man said, no, I can even give you 30,000 more. Please give me the car. It was a big temptation. Suddenly the scripture came to me. He that sweareth to his own hurt and does not change. I said, Lord, I may lose 20,000, I may lose 30,000. That's okay. But help me to be a man of integrity. I gave a word and I wanted to hold on to it. Help me. It's a temptation is big. And I'm glad that next day, the man who came first time came and signed the papers and took my car and went away. I'm so glad. I will never forget. Next one is integrity is keeping our time and schedule. We give a word, I will come at this time. We give a word, I will do this, and we don't do it. Commitment to excellence, integrity, truthfulness. I know a sports person who has won many laurels. I'm sure you will know her, Sindhu, the badminton star of India. I read about her in the newspapers. One day she was to go at 6 o'clock in the morning flight to another city from Hyderabad. But this girl, she goes for practice, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, goes and practices with a coach, comes home, gets herself ready to be in the airport by 5 o'clock to catch the 6 o'clock flight. When I read that, I thought, this is what makes someone excellent. Commitment to excellence is keeping schedule and keeping up time. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 25:15, you must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you live well, you will live long. The Bible tells us, God is calling us to be accurate in our weights and accurate in our measure. What does it mean? Truthfulness in all our dealings. I remember a story of a baker who used to buy butter from a farmer. Every day the farmer will come and give him a packet of butter. The baker will not weigh the butter, but trusted the farmer and used to take the butter. One day the baker thought, let me weigh this weight of butter. So weighed it on the weighing scale and found it was less. The baker was very angry. He called the farmer and he shouted at the farmer and told him, "You've been cheating me all this while." And the farmer told him with tears in his eyes, "Sir, I'm not cheating. I think you're the one who's cheating." So the baker was angry and said, "How can you say that I was cheating?" The farmer said, "Sir, I have a weighing scale, but I don't have weight, measure, stones. So what I did, I came to you. I bought wheat for 1/2 kg. I wrapped it up and I've been using it as a measuring weight for others all this while. And with that measure only, I'm measuring back to you." The baker was very ashamed because he was cheating people. And he was doing this very often. And this person, baker, looked at the farmer and told him, "I'm sorry. My dear brother, my dear sister, sometimes when we are unfaithful, when we are not men of integrity and women of integrity, the same thing can come back to you and me. Let us commit ourselves to a life of excellence, unselfishness, and truthfulness and integrity. When we can hold on, sure, God's hand will be upon us and we will be people of excellence, faithfulness, unselfishness, truthfulness, and integrity. May God help all of us." Let's look to God in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you that we could gather before our laptops, our TVs, and watch and listen to your word. You gave us the grace to have a wonderful time of worship. We thank you for your kindness. Father, at this time, I pray that you would help all of us to commit ourselves to a life of excellence. Last week, we meditated on faithfulness. This week, on being unselfish and to be truthful and to be men and women of integrity. Help us to commit ourselves. Give us the grace. Let your word speak to us. Let your word minister to us. Help us to be people who will care for others, that others also will prosper. We will not look into our own self, but we will look into the interest of others. That's what you did, Lord. And today, all over the world, people are coming to know you because of your unselfish act on the cross of Calvary. Lord, help us to keep up our word, to keep our schedules, to keep our time, to be men of integrity, women of integrity, even in little matters, small matters. We know that when we are faithful, Lord, when we are men and women of integrity, when we are unselfish, we will bring glory to your name. Help us as your people to commit ourselves to this life of excellence. We may not win an award in this world, but let our commitment to excellence be before you, so that one day on the golden show, we'll receive a reward from your hand. We thank you, Lord, for this time. At this time, we remember our dear pastor. Reach out and touch him, heal him, and set him free. Father, he is undergoing, Lord, the second phase of his treatment. Bless the doctors with heavenly wisdom. Bless the nurses with heavenly wisdom. Every, Lord, measure of medicine will be at the right dosage. His body will respond. Lord, his body will be able to bear the stress and strain of this treatment. We want to see your servant healed completely, coming back to lead us as a pastor. Not only that, to bring your healing virtue, healing power to all the people around, and let your name be glorified. Be with Sister Shoba. Give her the grace, Father, to go through this. Be with them. Lord, during this time of total lockdown, all the help they need, we pray that you would send your angels and the right people to help them, O God. They will find favor all the time. I thank you for our dear AGAG community. I thank you for all the other brothers and sisters who are watching. I pray that you would protect them during this, Lord, stressful time. You will protect all of us. You will cover us. We will come out victorious very soon. This calamity will go away, and all of us will be hale and healthy. And all the people who have lost a lot of money through business, through, Lord, work, losing jobs, and other types of struggles, we pray that you would help them to build back what they've lost with your grace and strength. Thank you once again for this beautiful day. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us, and help us to be faithful, to be unselfish, to be truthful, and to be men and women of integrity. And everyone say together, Amen. God bless you. God be with you. And we will meet again next week. Please continue to meditate on these passages and learn more. And I'm sure the Lord will bless you and make you a blessing in this world. God bless you.